very difficult to come down because you run into a narrow spot, then you come out into the wider section of them.
Have a tendency to stumble.
Yeah, and no lights or anything, you see. I mean, that's what I say. It's a wonder we didn't fall down these stairs here, because they had those steps, and then you come, and then underneath those steps was a wine cellar. And they kept huge jugs of wine and things underneath there. And even though the old house was old, it had a lot of conveniences in it, despite the fact that it was real old.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they built for what they had.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they really did.
Well, how did you, in the summertime, did you do anything different in the summertime to cool off? It must have gotten pretty hot out there.
Sit out under the big old tree, which was immense. It was immense. The branches went way over, covered one half of the yard. Everybody, all the men that worked there, all the help sat under that tree in dinner time. We had beautiful lawn, beautiful grass, just thick as carpet, and you could just lay right out on it. Yeah, it was hot at nighttime, particularly. It was terribly hot. But I don't know. We weren't used to air conditioning and things. You didn't know the difference. And of course, you were out in the open where you got the breeze from any direction that it might have come. Unless it was a real hot, humid spell. Yeah, I don't think you noticed it too much.
Yeah.
At least I have no recollection of being extremely warm there. But that's hard to say. Now, if my father was sitting here, he might say, oh my Lord, I'd like to burn up. Because he was older. And children don't notice heat. It's adults that worry about heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it was just like it is today.
Yeah.
And I know to store canned goods in this house, it was so cold in the winter, that it was packed in boxes of chaff. Chaff is the other layers of wheat after they thresh the wheat, you know. And it would be packed in there to keep from freezing.
Mm-hmm.
But we never had anything to freeze that I can recall. Of course, preserves and things of that nature didn't freeze, but canned goods were canned fruits and all.
How'd you keep food cold in the summertime?
Took it down to the spring. We had spring just back of the house down a ways, and we put milk in there, butter. And people in, I don't know, I never have figured this out. They had little houses, I see them occasionally now, that were built up on high stakes. Stilts or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were called butter houses. And why in the world anybody put butter out in the hot sun? Well, I never could figure that out, I still don't know, but it was done, and I've seen it done. And of course there were, it was, you couldn't keep insects from it. I mean, inside the house was all right, but ants.
Mm-hmm.
But you have them in the most modern home if you're not careful. And I never could figure that out, why they had those type houses. They had smoke houses, of course. I don't know if you ever been in a smoke house or not, have you?
I've seen them.
That was really interesting. Was the smoke houses with smoking the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we had one on this place here. And my father would smoke the meat for the winter. And it was so, I used to love smell it.
Yeah. Well, what else did you have? You had a smokehouse. What else did you have?
Well, we had the barns. We had, of course, for the cattle and for the horses. And we had pigs and chicken houses and just everything that you'd have on farm. We had everything there, except we didn't have at that time ducks and turkeys. We never fooled with them, but we had other things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And now we didn't have... Yes, we did have that type of house too, because I remember just sitting underneath the cedar tree in the back. I just all of a sudden remembered it, but it was only when my grandmother was living, because I don't know what happened to it. I just remember seeing it there.
Mm-hmm.